Yo, this is Jamel, and 2019 was probably one of the hardest years of my life, but it was also the most rewarding. I had to learn how to accept that I don't know shit. So now I have a lot to learn, and I want to live life on the edges where comfort doesn't exist. IDK. So here we go. Synonyms: letting go, surrender, and faith. This is still difficult for me. It's still an area of my life where active practice still proves to be a struggle. Surrender is the energy I'm working on all of 2020. With all the loss I experienced last year in 2019, or just my expectations, I expected my life to look different than it does now. And I think we all can relate to that, especially millennials. After my relationship ended, letting go of my expectations, my life trajectory was a struggle. Letting go of what I wanted, really what I expected my plan to look like. We already hear, you know, make a plan and God would laugh at you. Well, I'm done with making a plan. I want to put my hand off the wheel of my life and allow something way bigger to take control. Because when I was in control, I failed. I'm realizing that I need to stop trying to be in control. Me being in control was fear. And I have a whole chapter on that you will hear later. But me wanting to be in control was definitely that. What I learned was staying present is the best way of letting go. Trying to be just here. And really what's crazy is surrendering is really total faith. It is really allowing something else to control your path. The crazy part about that is once you accept that, I don't have to be in control. Yo, that's so much fucking joy that comes from that. You're kind of unleashed and you're just allowing things to happen to you. And you're allowing to get biblical, but like your steps to be ordered. I don't want to try to make anything happen. If it doesn't serve me, I want to put it down and give space for more to enter. I don't know what's to come, and that's the point. Accept that. I don't know what will fill the space, but I do know that I will be okay with whatever it does. I do know that really the space, there's no emptiness anyway. I'm just allowing more to come, and I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know when, and that's okay. Once you give yourself the ample space, more comes. You're going to hear later, actually you're going to hear probably in the next episode, but the law of attraction is real. It's really about accepting, knowing that more is coming and being okay with now though, because it's here. It's, you already got it. So all you got to do is just kind of just wait for it and know it's going to happen, because it will. But you have to let go of the other stuff that you're holding on so tight to. You have to let go of your expectation. You have to let go of that relationship that is no longer there. You have to let go of that loss. You have to let go of whatever disappointment that you may have. The thing that you said you really wanted, you have to let it go. And truly what you want will come to you, but the how and the when, you gotta let that go. And what you want is here. This part is really about letting go and allowing and surrendering. And that is faith. That's faith. How to let go. I said this is still an active practice in my life, is surrendering. How do you do it? I don't know. You just have to put it down. Stay present. Because if you're holding on so tight, you're worried about something. It's either in the past or the future. It has nothing to do about what's happening right now. That's been the best way I learned how to let go. It's just to stay right here.